Nerds, a story by Michael Buckley. Jackson Jones, the star of the football team, was a popular kid in school, but a big bully. Sadly, when he went to the dentist and had 64 teeth, he had to get braces and a headset. He was now deemed a nerd. When Jackson became uncool, he noticed the Nerd Herd, a bunch of geeks featuring Duncan Dewey, Ruby Pete, Heathcliff Hodges, Julio Escala, and Matilda Choi. He noticed that they would always leave during science. No sooner had these nerds wiped their noses than buck-toothed Heathcliff marched to the front of the class and said something to Mr. Pfeiffer in a low voice. The teacher seemed almost mesmerized. He nodded and gave Heathcliff a hall pass. All five of the nerds walked out of class. When Jackson ran out of the classroom to see where they went, they were gone. Then he heard the principal coming and shoved himself into a locker so that he wouldn't get in trouble. And then suddenly, a red light flashed above his head and the floor beneath him slid away. He couldn't see, and all he heard was his own screaming as he shot down a metal tube. And then there's an enormous roar like someone had flipped on the largest ceiling fan and a powerful wind came up from below. When Jackson looked down, he saw a huge wind turbine blasting air at him and slowing his fall. Soon, he was hovering like a loose feather directly above the turbine's grate. A steel panel slid over the fan, and Jackson landed squarely on his feet. He hardly had time to thank his lucky stars before the floor tilted upward, revealing another hole. Jackson tumbled into it and rocketed along a twisty-turny slide. He went through a loop-de-loop, and just when he was sure he would barf, another hatch opened and he fell through it. There were scientists down there with awesome high-tech inventions. When they noticed Jackson, an alarm went off, and the scientists ran after Jackson. He dodged them and ran into a room. There was a computer that started scanning him for weaknesses. Before he knew what was happening, the computer started an upgrade. The strange voice returned. Weaknesses detected. Subject has extensive dental devices. Upgrade will take place in 3. Wait, what's an upgrade? 2. Jackson started pushing buttons in a panic. How do you stop this thing? 1. Upgrade commencing. Suddenly a leather chair rose out of the floor. Jackson fell into it, and before he could scramble out, his hands and feet were strapped down. The chair tilted backward, then stretched out into a cot. 2 spider-like machines emerged from the jungle of cables above and lowered just inches above Jackson's face. Each had 8 arms with different devices attached to the ends, knives, drills, and saw blades all whirling and spinning wildly. Jackson opened his mouth to scream, only to have one of the arms use rubber hooks to pull back his lips from his teeth. Help! He shouted, and though the pounding at the door continued, the scientists had yet to break through. Oh, how Jackson wished he had been captured by them instead of the ruthless, faceless computer. Think pleasant thoughts, the voice said, and then everything went black. If you like spy books or action books, this will be a great book for you. It's cartoony and has a sense of humor. You can read more from this action-adventure book by buying or checking it out at your library.